brought to you by Penguin. A New Chapter at the Little Penguin Bookshop by Joanna Toy. Read by Katie Sobey. Chapter 1. Late January, 1941. So what did you do? What could you do? Carrie stopped with her soup spoon halfway to her mouth. They were having lunch at the Ginger Cat. The soup was supposed to be oxtail, but these days, wherever you went, it was basically bovril with added bisto. Mike looked at her, head on one side, his blue-grey eyes teasing and challenging.
What would you do, faced with a couple of drunken Spaniards waving knives?
Carrie marvelled at how this man she loved so much could make light of the danger he'd been in while he was desperately trying to get back to England after Dunkirk. But she met Mike's challenge with her own. It's not very likely, is it, running the bookshop at Brockington Junction? But tell me anyway. What? Wallop them with a copy of Death on the Nile?
If only I'd had one.
Mike grimaced. Carrie knew he'd had to sacrifice all the books she'd pressed on him before he left, giving them away to soldiers going on leave or on their way to the field hospital. He'd used the final one as kindling to boil water for a wounded man in his platoon.
No, the only way out, Mike went on, was to get them more drunk. The guide who showed me over the mountains from France had given me a flask of some homemade hooch, a kind of brandy, I think, so I waved that in their faces. They could see I'd got nothing else worth stealing.
Carrie laid down her spoon. But weren't you worried they'd turn you over to the authorities? Spain was neutral in the war, in theory, but Mike said it was crawling with Gestapo, and General Franco's police rounded up anyone they considered anti-Nazi and threw them in prison.
They'd hardly do that.
Mike shrugged away her protest.
They were operating outside the law themselves.
As always, thought Carrie, he wasn't going to admit to the sick fear that he must have felt, even as a trained soldier, meeting two thugs on a narrow mountain path in the dead of night. Certainly not here, with the elderly couple at the next table looking over with fond smiles, easily translated as, "What a handsome couple, and so in love." Both of which were true. But Carrie knew that what Mike had seen and done since he'd set off for France the year before had left its mark on him. There'd been many lonely months of silence after his loving letters had stopped, but since his miraculous return on Christmas Day, she'd gradually pieced together what he'd been through. There was too much of it to tell all in one go, and she wasn't sure she could have stood to hear it that way. Instead, the story had leaked out, was still leaking out, bit by bit. Semi-conscious on a French beach, with a badly wounded shoulder, Mike had been picked up by the local resistance, who'd sheltered him at huge personal risk. They'd smuggled him from barn to outhouse and attic to cellar while his shoulder healed, partially, at least. Then they'd sent him off with false papers to travel the length of France from one cell of resistance to another, by bicycle, train, or hidden in the back of a cart. Finally, he'd reached the small town of Saint-Giron, the start of a passage across the Pyrenees to Spain, the so-called Path to Freedom.
You're not having your soup,
Mike said now. Carrie snapped back to the present. No, I'm not. Do you want it? Mike nodded.
Waste not, want not, and all that.
They swapped plates, and Carrie watched him as he ate. Mike was still getting his strength back. His shoulder had been operated on in France, by the local vet, if you please, with brandy and a horse pill for an anesthetic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?